What up? You are now listening to the Casting Couch Podcast again. Yeah, we're gonna do a little rebranding in the title of the episode. Rebranding alert. Oh shit, there's a cop. But you know, I'm doing my normal thing, driving and podcasting this time. But maybe I shouldn't post that part. But anyways, yeah, you're listening to the... Oh, there's another cop. Anyways, there's another another podcast brought to you by me in my car. Yeah, the rebranding, I felt like it was a little too obscure. My whole, you know, like, mission statement of, you know, for the people like me. I still want to do it for all of y'all, for you fellow me people. But, yeah, I kind of want to make it more like, you know, everyone can join in, but I'm still doing it for you guys, you know. Just need to show you guys that you could do it too. Don't be scared. You know, life is scary, but we got to scare it back, you know. Like, I feel like that's what helped me in, like, scary movies. You know, when stuff pops up, I just scream back. So it's like, you know, it's more of like a contest. But back to the point, I want to get this thing about, mainly about video games, because that's probably my biggest thing, like, my biggest passion, and I feel like it's easy to talk about. But of course, there's going to be other segments, you know, just story time. We're going to have question and answers. We're going to have some, you know, just some thoughts with Josh, you know, some proverbs that I will share with you. And just everything. I want to touch up on everything, but yeah, just letting you guys know, you know, just some rebrands going on in America, and yeah. So with that being said, I'm gonna start out with some video game things. So I just wanted to talk about Super Smash. The DLC is coming up for the first DLC, finally, for Joker, for Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. To be honest, I didn't really play Persona 5, nor did I really know what it was. But when they announced it, I tried to, you know, immerse myself in it, and I wasn't a fan. You know, it was just like a weird way of storytelling. Like the characters weren't very relatable. They're kind of weird. I personally wasn't a fan of how they looked, and I'm pretty into anime, so that was just... Yeah, I wasn't just that biased of how a lot of people just don't like anime, but yeah, I just wasn't into it. And like, but the character himself, you know, has the persona with him, and it looks very interesting. So I'm interested to see how that plays out. But yeah, and funny enough, for the beginning of April, Nintendo posted a video on YouTube of the Persona 5 of Joker gameplay. And it's funny because, you know, they just trolled people, and it was just a little, not even a teaser. Like, they just showed the stages, and I think they played the Persona 5 music, but they actually didn't really show anything, and they just fooled a lot of people, which is hilarious because they know that everyone's waiting for it, and it's already almost the middle of April as I'm recording this, and it's like, it's kind of early April, but still, like, it's pretty funny. Like, I like when people, especially, like, even big companies can address, like, the obvious of, like, what people want and just mess around with it. And, yeah. But aside from that, you know, the rumor is for the second person, it's the guy from Dragon Quest, which is pretty funny to me because it's, like, the closest that we could get to Goku. Because, you know, Goku obviously didn't start from a video game, so he's not going to be... in the game for sure. And yeah, I mean, I guess it's doing us some justice, you know, like a little loophole. Like, we can't get Goku, but we can get the dude that looks just like him. But yeah, and I don't think I'd be mad about it, but also, again, not a big fan of, like, the all of that stuff. And yeah, So let's just end that a little quick, since it's just me, you know, offering my insight. We could just leave it at that for the video games. Little thoughts today. I just wanted to share some, you know, advice that I've had been given before. Maybe it will help someone that's listening to this. But a good friend of mine was telling me about, you know, just how to, like, something she had learned from her past relationships. And what it pretty much is like, you know, when you're in a fight or something has bothered someone in the relationship, you can inform your partner, you know, just like, I'm sorry, like, what I did, I messed up. Like, you gotta admit your mistakes. And like, yeah, so I'm kind of getting everywhere right now. I'm a little distracted by the driving, but as I should be paying attention. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, say you're, you did something wrong that bothered your partner, and it totally wasn't cool. Like, it's something that you gotta learn to just admit your mistakes. And I know it sounds pretty, like, given, but, you know, sometimes people will try to justify and, try to justify their actions and try to be in the right. And I'm not trying to bash people like that, because I'm one of those people. Like, you know, of course no one wants to be wrong, but you got to think the bigger picture, you know. Like, okay, this my partner is obviously irritated or bothered by something and it's not going well. Like, you got to address it and say, like, yeah, you're right, I messed up. And all you could really say is, I'll try not to do it again. And it's not necessarily a bad thing when you say you're gonna try, you know, because you don't want to make promises you can't keep. And, like, say you are like, okay, I'm not going to do it again, but, you know, like, something happens. Holy moly. Yeah, something happens, and, like, now they're just going to be more mad that you lied. Or, like, not lied, but you couldn't keep your part up, like, part of the, hold your end of the deal. And yeah, so that's all I got to share for today. I hope it reached somebody. But yeah, that's the thoughts for today. Again, another short episode, truncated. And yeah, so if you want to hear more of me, please subscribe, leave a review, let me know what you liked and didn't like. Right now, I'm still in my rookie phase, so I'm just, you know, getting warmed up. And if you want to see more of me, you could either go on my Instagram or Twitter, where you could mostly hear, which is going to be at Joshua Reyes, full name. And if you want to, you know, participate in some entertainment or see some more content of me doing dumb things, you can go on my Twitch or YouTube. Both are going to be under Thoughts with Josh, Thoughts with a Z. So it's THOTZ with Josh, all one word. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. See you on the next one.